This is Life in the World podcast. This is your host, Vanessa Molina, and I'm in the car with...
Victor is here. We're driving back from church, actually. This is Life in the World. On the Road with Jesus. We're calling this edition On the Road with Jesus. And so I'm actually driving and we're just using our phone to record and you can hear all the noise. That's... just want to do something simple for you tonight. I'm also here with...
Wisdom is here.
And
Theodore.
You are the doctor.
We have a doctor in the midst. Yeah. Who was part of the doctors and of the disciples?
I think it was Luke.
Luke. Yep. Luke the physician. We have Theodore the physician.
You know, so one of the things that we need to understand is the importance of having Jesus as we navigate the roads of life. You know, right now we are driving back from church and about to turn into the highway here, and many times Pastor talked about it even tonight, how you can know what the will of God is. Many times as you drive on the road is what they call signs, right? Road signs. You have stop signs, you have merge signs, you have which other signs do we have, guys? Do any of you
traffic
guys do
traffic signs,
yeah, like
detour,
yeah, warning signs, warning.
That one right there.
Yeah. For the race of life or for the journey of life, how do you know when to make a turn? How do you know when to make a turn? What are your signs? What is the main sign that helps you make turns in life? That is the word of God.
Okay.
The Bible says, the word is the light unto my feet and a light unto my path, right? Find that scripture for me and Wisdom. Let's read that when it talks about the word being a light. Psalm 119:105. Read it, go ahead, Theodore.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
So that's talking about direction. It's talking about when you're making moves. And you know, life is like a journey. And on this segment, we just wanted to come on here as we drive between church and let you know that God's word is your number one road sign. All right. God's word will tell you when to take an exit. Like I'm about to take an exit now on Lewis. You can hear me with my blinkers. You hear that? God's word will tell you when to take an exit and if you should even take that exit. And after you take the exit, where should you turn to, left or right? Because now you're gonna be faced with another decision, whether you should turn left or right. So God's word is that light to your feet.
That's what the Bible says. Yes, entrance of the word giveth light. And then
it's a good one.
Life is a journey, you know. And what I found out that is the personality of Jesus guarantees you going to heaven. But the principles of Jesus establish your success here on earth. So Jesus said we must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And the Bible also says Jesus said that when we hear his word, we should do his word. Because it's like unto a man who built his house on a rock, on a standing ground. So when the storms of life passes through, he can't fall. His house can't break down. He can't crash. It's not possible. But a man who only hears the word of God but refuses or intends not to do the word of God, it's like a man who, you know, built his house on the soil, on the sand. And when the storms of life passes through, is 100% is a 100% probability that you will obviously crash. So as what Pastor Victor said, the word of God is the direction to our life. Like, success is not a destination. There's no school for success. There's no graduation for it. So it's a continuous thing, it's a journey.
So
it's good.
That's so good. That's so good.
I have a question.
Yeah,
so this is from, like, let's say if a person is a new believer, right?
Yeah.
How is it guaranteed for them to trust that the word of God will guide them, will lead them in the right direction? Because, I mean, they just come in. They don't know anything. They don't know if what God says is true or not.
That's full of rules. There are rules, there are laws. As I always say, don't make rules your enemy. Make them your best friend. Because when you make them your best friend, they direct you and prevent you from trouble. Yeah, because Bible says, whoever's Exodus 23, you see, when you serve the Lord, he will bless you water, he will bless you with honey, there are blessings added to it when you obey God's word. So the obedience of God's word leads to your blessing in life. So that's my opinion, and that's the word of God. So, and what Pastor Victor said about direction, you see, God's ways and our ways are not the same. And what Pastor Bliss talked about, the will of God, and that's why Jesus did not pray for his will to happen. He prayed for God's will to happen, because so as the heaven is higher than the earth, so his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we need to follow the directions of Jesus. Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So when you make the Lord your shepherd, you can never want, you can never slack. Even when you walk through the valleys of death, you won't fear any evil, because the Lord is with you.
Yes.
It's your strength.
Yes.
So Daniel 11:32, he said, it's important to know who we serve, the relationship we have with him. Because he says that those who know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits.
Yeah.
And I told Pastor Victor about the purpose of Renew You. If you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 21 to 24. Yeah. People were receiving healing that day.
By the way, for context, Renew You is a yearly revival, series of revival services that we have at All Roberts University. And so that's what Renew You is, like a series of renewal services, spiritual renewal services. So that's what he's talking about. So go ahead, Wisdom.
Yeah, so it says they're putting off the old self. That's from 21 to 22. And then what you see in 23 says renewing of your mind. And then with 4 says you're not putting in the new mind, the new man, which is God's likeness.
Yeah.
And what I observe in the Bible is that God said we are gods. Yeah. And then as a believer, in 1 John 5 verse 4, it says whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. So we are not permitted to slack or to like think less of ourselves. We must have a policy place for greatness, and that policy must be based on God's word.
Yeah,
because if that policy is not based on God's word, you fall. Yeah. So
Theodore, you've been quiet, Theodore. Tell us a little bit. Question was very very deep question.
So. It was good. We've heard some wise words from Wisdom.
Thank you so much, Wisdom.
Sorry guys for all the noise, but we're doing this as we're driving between church, and this is on the road with Jesus. Okay, on the road with Jesus. So
so we've already heard some wise words from Wisdom, and really all I can add to that is you used the word in the question, trust. Everybody trusts in something. We don't perceive it that way, but we all trust in something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're on the road right now. We're trusting that this car is going to get us to a destination without
trusting
accidents.
We're
trusting that Pastor Victor is driving us safe. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So you believe in me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I'm just a man.
Yes.
Wow.
You believe in me.
So now imagine God.
Exactly. So if you're a new believer and you're coming into the faith, that in itself is a decision that took trust. You have to believe that there was something to believe in. There was some reason to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. And so all that is required of you now is to extend that trust into your day-to-day life. Proverbs 3, in the verses 5 and 6, put it this way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, because you were leaning on your own understanding before you came to be a child of God. Certainly something would have driven you to now accept him. And so if your understanding didn't get you far, why not trust in the Lord? Why not acknowledge him in your day-to-day life, in every decision you make, every step you take? Why not call him in and say, Lord, I don't know. I don't have it all figured out. I'm trusting in you. I'm putting my trust in your word and its ability to be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So,
Believing in God, everyone has, Bible says that God has given to everyone the measure of faith, right? Everybody has some innate inside of a man or a woman is the ability to believe. And that's why, like I was saying earlier, I'm driving this van, and all of you in here are actually, you're all believing me. Although when you were walking into this car, you didn't say, Pastor Victor, I believe in you.
Right.
No, you, but you just believe that, okay, I'm entering this car. He's going to drive us safely back to campus.
Yeah.
Same thing with God. We can safely trust his word because his word has been proven to always come through. He's not a man that he should lie. You know. So Vanessa, you want to wrap us up this night, final thoughts, and drop you guys off. Again, this is On the Road with Jesus, so...
Okay, wow. So this was actually pretty deep. A lot of wisdom. Thank you guys so much for your thoughts and for letting the Holy Spirit like flow through you guys. That was so awesome. Well, also that wraps it up for our first ever episode, guys. So congratulations, everyone. That was very awesome. But we are here at our destination. Thank you for bringing us here safely.
Thank you for believing in me.
But I'm just going to pray us out right now. So we'll just say thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful session. Thank you for being our midst. For you say when two or more are gathered in your presence, you are here. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking through us and for using the wonderful sons of God as instruments, as vessels for you, for the advancement of your kingdom, Lord. Father, Lord God, we just pray that everybody who listens to this podcast, whenever they do, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, even in a year from now, Lord God, that it will be transformed in the mind, that Renew You will be something that will be part of their daily life. It will be a lifestyle, that their minds will be focused and centered on the Word of God, that they will be able to trust and believe in Your guidance, in Your wisdom for their life, Lord. Thank You for the will that You have, that You are thinking and You are crafting for each single one of us on this earth. May Your name be magnified and glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I see you guys and stay tuned for the next episode. God bless you all. Peace.